Product line velocity is a measure of a product line's performance. It's the progress over a defined time period that a product line makes toward its OKRs, its objectives and key results. And the OKRs for all product lines always relate to three dimensions: cash flow, customer satisfaction, and competitiveness. The velocity is the speed at which the product line system progresses or flows from point A, a current state, to point B, a future state, relative to the three defined OKRs. Product line velocity combines the speed of movement with the direction of that movement. Notice how this is a step beyond the older time-to-market metric. The past use of time-to-market and trust that the three dimensions improve simply because some projects go faster. To some degree this will be true. But the time-to-market orientation does not mean each project is the best. And it doesn't mean the full set of projects works in unison to boost the whole product line. Product line management and oversight should work to influence and guide the product line system. And all actions and decisions by the team should strive to push a faster OKR-directed velocity for the product line, not just faster project completion. It's the product line team's job to maximize the product line's velocity. You'll see a product line's performance shows as a positive or negative velocity. And you'll see the product line's velocity either accelerating or decelerating. Or it may be holding steady. When the velocity is accelerating in a positive direction, it's a strong indicator of a product line's great performance. If on the other hand it's accelerating in a negative direction, the velocity is reflecting a dangerously poor performance. Let's take a look at the cash flow contributor to get a better idea about product line velocity. A product line's free cash flow might change from $1.25 million to $3.5 million over a 6-month period. That's $2.25 million over 6 months. In this case, the product line free cash flow velocity is running at $4.5 million per year. Notice how this example uses after-the-fact data to calculate the cash flow change. But to manage the product line as a system, teams must also create predictive metrics. And while most companies easily carry out a cash flow analysis, they also struggle with top-line revenue forecast and market diffusion assessments. Building skills and capabilities, then, becomes critical to creating and interpreting cash flow velocity. And you'll find continuing, real-time updates and reviews of these measures is essential to good product line management. The same is true for the other two contributors to product line velocity: customer satisfaction and competitive positioning. Stellar product line oversight also demands actual, predictive, and real-time values for these velocity contributors. You can find much written about each velocity contributor. But the big challenge is to build the needed skills and employ the values as part of a feedback and learning loop that helps guide product line actions and decisions. You'll find much about using and gaining value from product line velocity as part of product line oversight and responsive roadmapping. Don't hesitate to contact us if you'd like to discuss this topic or learn more. You'll find contact information at our website, adept-plm.com. Thanks for listening.